Welcome to this meeting of Exmouth Town Council. I am Councillor Steve Gazzard, Chairman of Exmouth Town Council. This is a formal extraordinary meeting of the Exmouth Town Council meeting held on Monday, the 29th of March 2021. And we will follow the agenda which has been published on the Council's website. The meeting is being recorded and an audio recording will be uploaded to the Town Council's website in due course. As with meetings held in the Town Hall, we do have members of the press and public in attendance as observers, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all. Only those who have registered to speak in advance with the Town Clerk will be given the opportunity to speak during public participation, and you will not be permitted, unless invited to do so by the Chairman, to speak at other times. The clerk has the ability to mute or remove anyone if necessary. If it is impossible to hear if everyone speaks at once, councillors, so that we may have some order, I'd be grateful if you could speak one at a time and use the reactions button at the bottom of the Zoom screen to raise your virtual hand if you'd like to speak, or interject if you are dialing in. May I respectfully remind all councillors that our Zoom protocol clearly sets out that there should be no eating during the meeting. I'd now like to ask our Town Clerk, Lisa Bowman, to do a roll call. Okay, so Lisa is going to try and do a roll call. So if you could, when your name is called out, state that you're present, please, and then mute yourself again. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Steve. Yes.
Brilliant. Councillor Aurora Bailey.
Present.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
Present.
Councillor Eileen Beach.
Present.
Councillor Fred Cagle.
Yeah, present.
Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Present.
Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Present.
Councillor Frank Cullis.
Present.
Councillor Ollie Davey.
Present.
Councillor Brewster Sarum.
Present. Thank you, Lisa.
Councillor Tim Dumper.
Present.
Councillor Lynn Elson.
Present.
Councillor Steve Gazzard.
Yes, I'm present. Thank you.
Councillor Ian Kerber.
Present.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
Present.
Councillor David Paul. He sent apologies.
Yeah.
Councillor Mike Rosser.
Present.
Councillor Alex Sadiq.
Here.
Councillor Pauline Stott.
Present.
Councillor Andrew Toy.
Present.
Councillor Brian Toy. Brian, I can see you. Councillor Joe Whibley.
Present. Cheers, Lisa.
Would you mind just bearing with me 1 minute while I swap seats with Steve, because he'll be able
you
to see this.
You didn't call my name.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I've missed out. Councillor Joy Whips.
Yes.
Councillor Tony Woodward. Councillor Tony Woodward. Yeah. Would you mind if we just swapped seats, because Steve's going to struggle to see people on my little laptop now that I've got his computer working. Is that all right? Just bear with us 1 moment, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh,
right. We're just playing the chairs game. I've forgotten what it was called. Musical chairs. Thank you. Okay, so thank you for bearing with us. We now move to public speaking, and I understand that there are no members who wish to speak. So we move to item two, which is the council minutes to confirm and sign a correct record the minutes of the meeting of the Exmouth Town Council held on Monday the 22nd of February 2021 at 6:30 p.m. Is it your wish that these are signed as a correct? If so, could I have a proposer and seconder, please?
I'll propose.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favour, please show.
That's carried. Thank you. Item three, matters arising from the council minutes. For information only, that aren't on the agenda, there are none. Item four, declarations of pecuniary interests and dispensations. Members to declare any interests that they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay. Are there any members that wish to declare an interest? No? None? Thank you. So item five, to resolve that the press and public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of items in part two of the agenda, as it involves a likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in part one, schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. And you will see there is one item which will be dealt with in part two. Excuse me. We now move to item six, to agree to start negotiations with EDDC to potentially acquire a lease for Fear Park compound and agree to appoint solicitors to review draft heads of terms and final approval by full council. I believe that Chetner is, oh, right. Okay, so could I ask Lisa, then, are you able to give us an update, please?
Yes, or Councillor Kirvan as chair of maintenance. I'm happy to say where we've got to, and perhaps if Councillor Kirvan wants to add anything. So members will be aware that we've been looking for premises for the grounds maintenance team to operate from. This is particularly urgent because as a result of having taken the grounds maintenance contract in-house, we are due to take delivery of a significant number of plants at the end of May, and we need somewhere to store them. It would also be nice to have an exclusive space from which we can operate. We've been looking at various premises. We've made various inquiries, either through councillors that have sort of flagged up particular premises that might be of interest, through Devon County Council and through East Devon District Council. And actually, the site that we would like to pursue to the next stage, which is to agree heads of terms and seek some legal advice, is for the existing compound that we occupy in Fear Park. But if we entered a formal lease with East Devon District Council, it would be for our exclusive use, whereas currently it's not for our exclusive use. We've been told that they are looking at £1,700 lease per annum per year, which we think, compared to some of the other premises that we've made inquiries about, represents good value for money. So what we're looking for at this stage is for approval for us just to get the heads of terms and to get solicitors to look at those heads of terms for us, and then it would be brought back to full council for full approval in due course. I've got some photos if anybody wants to see photos of the site, if you're not familiar with it. Would that be helpful?
Would you like to see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. I'll just share my screen. So can councillors see?
It's loading. Yeah.
Right.
Can councillors see that photograph?
Yes, all seen.
Yes.
So that's the space that we occupy currently. As you can see, there's a caravan in there, but that would be removed. It would be for our exclusive use. See if I can show you another picture. Can you see that?
Yes.
So it's, as you can see, it's big enough for us to have two vans. It actually stretches towards me a little bit more. And we think that, you know, it's adequate in terms of space. Just to show you one other picture from the outside. So an obvious defect is the state of the gate. It does have quite a high boundary wall, as you can see. We would be looking to make sure that the compound was made secure before we, you know, finalise any lease agreements or for any rental agreement to reflect the fact that, you know, we need to strengthen the gates, etc.
Lisa, is the photo changed? Because I'm still looking at the same photo.
Yes, so am I.
Oh, are you?
I'm still looking at the one with the caravan.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can I'm technologically challenged this evening.
Okay. We'll forgive you.
I've always been technically challenged, so no change there.
Can I ask?
I've seen others have this problem on Zoom.
You've got to go out of that picture onto the next picture, Lisa.
I can't. It won't let me. That's what I was doing. I was trying to click on the next one, but.
Can I ask you, Lisa? Is it possible if we do have this lease that we could put a shed or something up to store other things in? Would that be possible?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. So, we would probably put a container in there or something.
Yeah. 20-foot container would be better, I think.
Yeah. So that's the perimeter. That's the perimeter wall, and the space is, you know, the other side of that wall. I'll see if I can share another one.
You got your hand up, Fred.
Yeah, I know, because I want to speak when I get the opportunity.
The time. Yeah, you're down, Fred. Okay,
can you see that one?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The gates are pretty ropey, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can we afford new gates, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if they're only looking at £1,700 per year, you know, we could afford to put new gates on. But I think we would try and negotiate for them to put new gates on before we take over the lease.
Yep.
But you know, if we can't, then absolutely we would put new gates on, and we could afford to do that.
Yeah, I've got you, Fred. I'm going
to. Okay. Well, everybody seems to be chipping in with questions. Yeah, so
I'm just going to say I want Lisa to finish, and then I was going to ask Councillor Ian Kirvin, as the chair of the maintenance, to speak, and then I'll open it up. But you'll go first after that, Councillor Cagle.
Thank you.
You want to carry on, Lisa? Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Councillor Ian Kirvin.
Thanks, Chairman. Basically, Lisa's filled everyone in perfectly on where we are with this. We have we are tight for time on this, and I've been very surprised. I know the Deputy Clerk spent a lot of time on it, and other members, including myself, have tried to look at other sites, but unfortunately, despite the current economic climate, which I'm a bit surprised that there's nothing else that's available readily at the moment, and the figures I've been quoted for rentals and leases are very, very high. So I think we're up against the clock. This is without a doubt the best way forward at the moment. There will be some work that needs to be done, as Lisa's pointed out, in terms of obviously the state of the gate, which is not acceptable, and also, you know, we need to have storage. Somebody's already mentioned about storage container in there, also somewhere for the guys to keep their own stuff as well, because obviously they're out in all weathers, things like that. But it's minor things, but the main thing is to make it secure, and at least it gives us a base. And as Lisa said, we are going to take delivery of a lot of plants towards the end of May. We need somewhere secure so they don't all walk overnight before we get the chance to plant them. So really is the only available option at the moment. And it's obviously ready to run as well, which is the most important thing, really. So I'm quite happy to take any questions if anybody's got any as well. But that's all I think I need to say at the moment.
Can I ask, and are you happy to propose, Councillor?
Yes, of course I am. I'm more than happy to propose.
I will second that.
Is that Councillor Joy Webbs?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll now open it up for questions. I've got Councillor Cagle, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I'll address the questions to Councillor Kirvin. Within the negotiated price of £1,700, can I suggest that we ask for a gate from the District Council as part of that negotiation? And also an electric and water supply to that yard, which we will most definitely need. Water for the plants and electric should we need to, if we get electric vehicles in future as part of our ecological advancement, then we would need an electric supply. So can we negotiate that with the District Council to be included in that price, perhaps?
Yeah.
I'll come back to just ask Lisa about that.
I'm sure that that is Chetna's intention. I mean, you know, whether we're successful or not, I don't know. We can try. It'll be brought back to full council anyway. I would just say that, you know, £1,700 per year is a very, very cheap price, actually. So, you know, they might at that level take the view that if we want to, you know, make improvements, it has to be at our own expense. But we will certainly try. Yes.
Okay. Councillor Frank Cullis, please.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I think this is excellent. It's a central location as well. So that really is ideal. And I think councillors who aren't on this committee should realise it really looked in one stage that we were going to be putting the plants in our garden. Getting this is such a relief. Like I said, central location, so it'll cut down on the miles these guys are going to have to do. Fantastic.
Councillor Mike Rosser, please.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are we being asked to agree to pay solicitors to look at this agreement and how much that bill be?
Yes, we are.
Because it's a legal lease, you know, the standing advice is always for us to seek solicitors' input on leases and agreements. When we negotiated the lease for our return to the town hall, the costs were about £1,000, something like that. So I would imagine that if it's a straightforward lease, you're looking at something in that region, and it can be covered out of our professional services budget.
Okay. Well, that okay.
Councillor Cherry Nicholas, please. Can you hear me, Cherry?
Yeah, I'm on mute.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We had two places included in our lease to the town hall down at the Camperdown Terrace. Can't we do a trade-off? They can have their two places at Camperdown Terrace back for a further reduction to the lease money.
Can you answer that, Lisa?
Yeah. So you're right, Cherry, that when we we're negotiating our return to the town hall, we pressed for two spaces for our vans because the town hall car park at the time was being made into a public car park. A facility for us to park our vans in the town hall car park was being taken away. And so East Devon agreed that we could park our vans overnight in Camperdown Terrace, but it was only overnight. We've now got, you know, a water bowser, a trailer, we've got two vans. So, you know, what we're asking for and what we need is obviously not just overnight parking for two vehicles. It's a compound from which we can operate and from which we can store plants. So We offer two spaces at Camperdown Terrace, just overnight parking for two vans, in association with our return to the town hall, because new members probably don't realise that before the town hall car park was made into a public car park, it was a private car park for the use of the town hall and its tenants. So we were always able to park two vans in the car park. When the town hall was refurbished, the car park was made into a short stay public car park, which meant that we lost our car parking spaces for the vans. We managed to negotiate one car parking space for the mayor, which is outside the cycle, but we also have two car parking spaces for the vans.
You've gone again, Lisa.
Yeah.
I think Zoom software is cutting you out because it's hearing the echo, so it may be trying to cut out your original mic. I don't know.
Okay, I'll put myself on mute a minute.
Lisa? You've cut, yes. For some odd reason, my computer's saying that you have put me off video. You've taken me off video.
There's no picture at all.
No, nothing. And according to my, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think it's nothing that I'm touching. So no. I think the Zoom settings are playing.
Yeah, I'm back.
I think they're playing games. Can you hear me now?
Yes, and I'm back.
Okay. So we have been provided with two overnight car parking spaces at Camperdown in association with us occupying the town hall as a tenant. And that was a compromise deal with East Devon District Council as a result of us losing overnight car parking in the town hall car park when the town hall car park was made a public short stay car park. But that has always only been for the overnight parking of two vans. It became obvious that it was causing a pressure point in Camperdown Terrace for us to keep our two vans down there during, you know, on and off during the day. For example, when Derek was employed by us and he only worked 3 days a week, there were 2 days a week when we needed daytime parking for the van. And that was causing a pressure point in Camperdown for Nick Christo's team. And also there wasn't space for us to have our trailer or our water bowser down there. So because of that pressure point, we were offered the option of putting the vehicles up in Fear Park in the compound that we're proposing to take over, but it wasn't on an exclusive basis. So in terms of Councillor Nicholas's question about, you know, whether we can use that as a negotiating point, I think the negotiating point is that, you know, we could probably carry on using the Fear Park compound for the use of two vehicles, but we're not just talking about two vehicles, we're talking about two vehicles plus a bowser, plus a water, plus a trailer, plus plants, plus a skip or, you know, a container. So I think, you know, that's part of the negotiations, but I'm not sure that...
Gone here,
yeah. You're gone again.
We're losing you, Lisa.
Hang on, and give it a kick. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. I think what Lisa is, if I got it correctly, what she's saying is that we're going to have more vehicles up there than we would have been able to store at Camperdown, if that's how I understood it. I've got a couple more speakers, and then if we could wrap this one up, that would be really good. I've got Councillor Brian Bailey, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think this is an absolute bargain for a lease. Mm-hmm. And I'm very surprised that we've got this wonderful price from the District Council. And I would say, snap it off quickly before they change their mind. I'd also like to suggest that when the gates are repaired, the gates are at full height to the wall, because at the moment they're only three-quarter gates, which are quite easy to climb over. But if you had higher gates right up to the wall, I think it'd be more difficult to get people to climb over. So I'm very pleased that this has been arranged. I like Frank, was quite concerned about it, but it's a very good outlook. And all you need to do then is pay for a crane truck with a 40-foot, well, a couple of 20-foot boxes on, drop it in, you've got your secure spatial padlock. And I think it's going to work a treat. So I'm very pleased with the result, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Bruce Desarum.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think I merely add to what everyone else has said, that we've got an exclusivity, which is very positive. It's going to be very beneficial for the plants. And so I think it meets our needs, given the fact that we want to deliver this superb quality service to the members of the public and our residents. So I think it's a very positive step, and I certainly happily endorse it.
Thank you. And final one, Councillor Joy Whips.
I wanted, but Maddie wants to speak.
Okay. Councillor Maddie Chapman, the last one.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I put it forward? I think it's a brilliant idea, and we should go ahead with it. I would also like to put forward to East Devon, with everyone else's agreement, that maybe we should request what would the costs be to buy the compound and the barn at Fair Park by the Town Council.
Okay, I've noted that for the moment. So I've got proposed by... Oh, you want to come back, Councillor Cagle, sorry.
I do. Reference Councillor Chapman's last proposal, is the barn up for sale? I thought it was being used by East Devon District Council.
It is. Yeah. Now they're using it.
What for?
Ironwork. For grounds maintenance. So they use the other side of the barn. They also have a yard. So East Devon District Council gardeners use the other side of the yard, the other side of the barn, and they also use the building. The access to the barn is on the other side where the second yard is. So I don't think it's likely to be up for sale. What I would say is perhaps we could just park this for one moment, because in April, on the April agenda, I've actually been contacted by East Devon District Council. They've got a place and prosperity consultation that we're being asked to participate in, which is about asset transfers.
We're not taking any toilets, forget it.
No. But it's setting out a process for town and parish councils to express an interest in assets that are currently held by East Devon District Council. So I suggest perhaps that if there's an interest longer term for us to acquire something, we could pick it up as part of that place and prosperity piece of work, rather than delay the negotiations for heads of terms, which we really need to sort of press on with if we can.
Yeah, let's get our car parks back.
Thank you. So it's proposed by Councillor Ian Kirvin, seconded by Councillor Joy Whipps, that we agree to the recommendation on the paper, and also to maybe include to ask East Devon about, you know, the gates, the electric and water supply, see if we can try our luck and see what we can get. So could we take a vote on that? Then all those in favour of what we discuss and what is written on your order paper? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, man. Oh, and I did forget, sorry, at the beginning to ask for apologies. We got apologies from our three county councillors, so and David Poor. Thank you. So we move to item part B. So thank you to the press and public for being in attendance. We'll just give it